certainly the Avalon Peninsula taking the brunt of this one. The latest report we got out of the airport there at St. John's was 31 centimeters. That was as of 5:30 a.m. We saw winds gusting as high as 104 kilometers an hour overnight at the airport. And we've even seen some stronger winds further south on the Avalon with maximums as high as 135 kilometers an hour down in the Cape Pine area overnight. But, west of the Avalon, still a nasty morning from the Buren Peninsula up through the Bonavista Peninsula and even into Gander, but lesser amounts of snow and lesser wind as you go westward as well.
What can we expect throughout today, tonight, tomorrow?
So this storm will be moving away today, and the snow that's over the region right now will be winding down, probably by the lunch hour or so in the metro area. And even earlier than that, over areas further south and west, the conditions will start to improve. But the winds will be still rather gusty. They will be diminishing, but still gusting fairly strong throughout the even into the afternoon. So with that loose, fresh snow around, there will still be some blowing and drifting to contend with. So that could hamper travel a little bit. And the temperatures today are going to be really on the cold side. For instance, right now in the metro area, it's -5, but it's actually going to be dropping as we go through the day to about -10 this afternoon. And through central parts of the island, those temperatures also in that -10, -11 range and holding kind of steady through the day today.
And I also notice you've issued a blowing snow advisory for Bonavista towards Terra Nova. How long will that be a thing that people in that area will have to worry about?
So it looks like in the Terra Nova area, that snow and blowing snow will be tapering off this morning. But as you move up towards the coast around Bonavista North, especially up towards Musgrave Arbor, those areas, it looks like it's going to be remaining rather blustery through the day today. Not a whole lot in the way of accumulation, but with gusty winds and periods of snow continuing through the day, it looks like that's going to be likely continuing into the afternoon for those areas.
And there's some snow down on the west coast and towards Grand Falls. What can folks expect in this area?
So as we go westward, the snow kind of takes on more of a light flurry character, and that's going to be continuing throughout the day. Not really a whole lot in the way of accumulation, but it's going to be kind of windy as well and very cold as well on the west coast. So bundle up certainly if you're heading outside in those areas.
And partly covered roads, I notice, on the Great Northern Peninsula. What can folks expect weather-wise?
Yes, a little bit of light snow fell up in some areas overnight on the Great Northern Peninsula, but generally isolated flurries today. Winds picking up as we go through today, and with that, we may see a little bit of drifting here and there. Temperatures around -10 or so for highs in the St. Anthony area this afternoon.